أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم نجعل الأرض مهادا والجبال أوتادا وخلقناكم أزواجا وجعلنا نومكم سباتا وجعلنا الليل لباسا وجعلنا النهار معاشا وبنينا فوقكم سبعا شدادا وجعلنا سراجا وهاجا وأنزلنا من المعصرات ماء ثجاجا لنخرج به حبا ونباتا وجنات ألفافا. صدق الله العظيم. الله تبارك وتعالى. At the beginning of the surah we discussed yesterday, he spoke about the mocking, questioning, and the doubtful questioning about the Quraysh of Makkah Mukarramah with regards to the day of Qiyamah. And in response to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Kalla saya'alamun, thumma kalla saya'alamun. Nay, they will certainly come to know. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reiterates that, nay, soon they will come to know. When death comes knocking at their door, and when they leave this world, then they will realize this whole realm of the hereafter. The ayat that we read now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns our attention to this creation of the universe, this world that is before our eyes. Ulama have expressed that we find that in many verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about akhirat, Allah speaks about Qiyamah, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about this world. One perceivable reason is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us His Qudrat in what we see, and we can only see what we see. And in what we see the perfection of the creation, and hence we realize the perfection of the Creator. So if what is in front of us has been all the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then this should give us a great reason to believe that there is akhirat. Like this is a realm on its own, this life that we have from the time we were born till the time we leave this world is a sector of our lives. There was a life before that in the wombs of our mothers. There was a life before that, and that was in the alam-e arwah. So hence there has to be a life after this, and this world is very indicative of all of that. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا. Have we not made the earth a cradle? Did we not make it something easy for you to trod upon, to tread upon, something that you can irrigate, something that you can walk upon, something that you can derive benefit from? وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا. And then did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala not make the mountain pegs, that if there were no mountains, then we would have found an imbalance of this earth, and what would have happened is the earth would have shaken and the earth would have shuddered in its revolving around. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so perfectly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His perfectness, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so perfectly placed these mountains so strategically that we find that there is a perfect balance of this earth. وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. Insan, do you not look at yourself that we created you in pairs, male and female? We created Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, from him Hazrat Hawa, and then from there they are males and they are females. See from where all this had originated, from turab, from the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings two different, although both are humans, but look at the way Allah Ta'ala had created them biologically, the way Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had created them emotionally. And do we not see that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has done all this, that we can understand that there will be this world, there will be the hereafter. And hence Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا. Subat in Arabic is something that cuts off, that we made your sleep, to cut off all your worries and your concerns and your activities and your movements. In other words, we made it restful for you. That when you go to sleep in this world, then you find that you are totally, totally cut off from everything. You do not even know what is happening around you. So can you not then bring iman in maut, that you would have realized that this is a little small maut, or if you want to, a rehearsal of the real death that you are going to get when you are totally, totally cut off from this material world. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the other aspect of it, that we made the night, libas will refer to a covering or a garment. Because of its darkness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the night as darkness, that when that darkness sets in, then obviously man can go off to sleep. If there was light and continuous light, then obviously there would have been difficulties for humans. وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا. And in opposite to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we had made the day, ma'asha, a place or a time of earning. That again, the darkness of night and the light of day, can they not tell you something, that there is this world and there is the hereafter? وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا. On the one hand, we made the earth, and then you look above you and you'll find we had created above you 7 strong ones. In other words, 7 strong creations by way of the skies. This earth is so accessible. The sky is not accessible. Right in front of your eyes, you can see that how Allah Ta'ala has created all this. So does that not bring any reason for you to believe that there is this world and there is a year after? وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَهَاجًا. And then we had created the illuminating lamp, and the illuminating lamp refers to the sun. But then again, the sun does not remain forever and ever. There is day and there is night. And again, can you not see this great kudrat of Allah? وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ مَاءً ثَجَّاجًا. And then we send down from the mu'asirat. Mu'asirat means rain, laden clouds. Clouds that are laden with rain, filled with rain. We send ma'an thajjaja, an abundance of water, that however much is required on this earth, we send it down. And hence from here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِنُخْرِجَ بِهِ حَبًّا وَنَبَاتَ. So that we extract through it. Again, the kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does this. Habban, grain, wanabata, and lush irrigation, agriculture. So this is the doings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how that water penetrates the ground, whatever comes out from the ground, all of that, the great kudrat of Allah. وَجَنَّاتٍ alfafa, and lush gardens. Alfaf actually means leaves that are put together. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to it as jannatin alfafa, that you have the different orchards in the world, the fruit orchards and the different types of fruit, the different kinds of irrigation. All of it is the doing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the perfection of this system, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encapsulates in these few verses. And here Allah wants us to see, that see right in front of you, the perfection of the creation of Allah, and hence that should stir within you the realization of the coming of the hereafter and the accountability in the courts of Allah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.